Hey, if you're a regular listener to this podcast, you undoubtedly know that my Max Travel Show premiered yesterday. And the premise of the show is I visit international fans in their country that I first met while doing the podcast. So I travel to their country and surprise them. So anyway, this is a compilation we're going to play now of those people who ended up being a big part of the show. And this is the first time we meet on the podcast. All of these full-length episodes are available in the podcast feed. So if you miss them the first time you want to revisit, go to it. Enjoy.
Hey, Conan. My name is Jarle, and I'm from Bergen, Norway.
Let me say this correctly. And first of all, nice to meet you, Jarle.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. You seem like a nice, cool chap.
I make Norwegian pop, like funk music.
Really?
With my cousin.
Wait, do you have a group?
Yeah, we have a group called Eda.
Can you rap in Norwegian for me?
Okay, check it.
Check it.
Fordi jeg sier god morgen, det tid for å legge verk sorgen. Ny dag hvor det ute token. Ikke sønne, motherfucker, jeg våken.
Wow, that, I like that.
You should try it.
Truden, truden, eibetose seiten, sokrek, rigen, krakskone, tolken. Eistom, da truden, deine buten, senda, skida, knugda, kasuten.
Yes!
I want to be a hit on the Norwegian pop charts. Is that a possibility?
That is an above 0% possibility. I cannot say that it's over 1%, but it's like definitely. Like,
well, come on! Like,
mid zeros.
Listen, okay.
Mid zeros!
You. Jarle, it was really nice talking to you.
Let me know if you guys are over here.
Kai, tell me a little bit about yourself. Who are you?
I am just the run-of-the-old male fish farmer from Norway.
You like going out on the sea and working with these fish?
It's amazing. We're just two, like, we're colleagues, but basically we're really good friends. Going out on a boat, doing our thing.
Well, you mentioned that you go out in the sea with someone else. Who is this?
His name is, like, in Norwegian, his name is pronounced Gard Seaman.
His name is Gard Seaman?
it's Gard Seaman.
Do you ever get irritated with him?
Every day.
What does Gard Seaman do that gets on your nerves?
What doesn't he do that gets on my nerves?
God!
He just exists.
Hey, Conan, I'm Anna, and I'm calling from Thailand.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. Where do you live?
I live in Bangkok, the capital city.
Yep.
And right now I'm living with my mom.
How's that going?
It can be quite hard when, you know, I'm working from home and I have to be on Zoom. And my mom will always yell outside.
What kind of things does she yell at you?
Anna, do you want dinner?
If I could talk to her, maybe I could explain to her that it's very important that Anna do her work and you've got to stop yelling.
Why do you think she would listen to you?
Nice to see you, Whitney. Tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you do for fun?
I climb. I do indoor rock climbing. Have you tried?
No. The idea of going to a gym and doing rock climbing really frightens me.
No, it's really fun. You should try.
Whitney, do you really think I'd be a good rock climber, honestly?
No.
Well, wait a minute. Are you aware that I'm a very old man?
I am aware. You like 70s?
No, I'm not 70s.
Like Whitney.
That's terrible. Is there anything you'd like to say that's positive about me?
Well, no.
All right. Well, Whitney, I do hope our paths cross one day, and you take care.
My name is Sebastian. I'm calling from Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, Sebastian.
Yeah, I'm an artist, a painter, illustrator, and these are some of my paintings.
Oh my God, you're really good. Those are terrific. I'm curious, would you ever paint me?
Oh yeah, you are very handsome.
Oh, that's
thank
cute.
You. And you what have you noticed about me that stands out in a portrait?
You have a chin, like a tomato soup chin, you know?
Wait a minute. I have a tomato soup can chin?
The Campbell soup, you know?
I don't care what type of soup it is.
Hello, Conan. This is Matias, and I'm calling from Argentina.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Matias.
I've just started the 11th season of our radio program.
Tell us about your radio show. That's exciting. It's been going on 11 seasons.
Well, the problem is that nobody listens to us, but otherwise, it's going great.
When you say nobody...
When you say nobody listens, give me an actual figure of how many people listen to the radio show.
About four.
Oh,
maybe three.
Jesus
people.
Christ. Here's what I can promise you, Matthias, is that you currently have four listeners that you're related to.
Yes.
I can improve your listenership.
My name's Cami. I'm calling from Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Hey, Cami, I'm told you need dating advice. Are you dating?
I date men. Only men, only older.
How much older than you do these men have to be?
Oh, as much as they can, and it's not creepy.
What's creepy? Is 60 seem creepy to you?
A bit, yes.
Okay. You're exactly 60.
I'm exactly 60. When you meet a guy, do you tell him you're a fan of mine?
I don't want to hurt your feelings, but might not even know who you are.
Lies! Lies!
And they don't know Conan O'Brien. They don't know the love of my life, Larry David.
The love of your life.
Wait a minute.
He's 76.
Yeah, but he's Larry David, dude.
Oh. So Conan O'Brien's a creep because he just turned 60.
Ew.
And you see Larry David as a potential lover?
Conan.
Mohammed, how are you?
I'm good.
Where are you right now?
So right now I'm in my family home in Dublin, in Ireland. My family came here about 25 years ago from Pakistan. So I was born here, grew up here, raised in Dublin. And for the past 3-4 years now, I've been going to university in Bulgaria.
Wait a minute, let's put pieces together. Your name's Mohammed.
Yes.
You grew up in Ireland.
Yes.
And you're going to the University of Bulgaria.
Yes.
Is that right?
I'm a 4th-year medical student out there.
What do you think you want to do in medicine?
Something surgery-wise, I think, would interest me quite a lot.
Okay, well, my wish, and I know this is a very strange thing to say, is that one day you perform surgery on me.
That would be an honor. That would actually be pretty incredible.
That's weird.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease, plus it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
Meet the next generation of podcast stars with SiriusXM's Listen Next program, presented by State Farm. As part of their mission to help voices be heard, State Farm teamed up with SiriusXM to uplift diverse and emerging creators. Tune in to Stars and Stars with Issa as host Issa Nakazawa dives into birth charts of her celeb guests. This is just the start of a new wave of podcasting. Visit statefarm.com to find out how we can help prepare for your future. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.